welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic day today. We're having a great time down here at Health Masters, as always, helping people out, getting tons of orders shipped out, and enjoying this heat. Actually, hasn't rained today, which has been rather nice. It's kind of calmed down from all the storm. And that's here. You just get dialed in, Deb.
I did get dialed in. I want to just let everybody know that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. It doesn't make any difference, but I got to share with you guys something real quick. I have a friend of mine who contacted me today, and this is kind of a strange story, but I got to share it with you because it's something that's pertinent as far as to our listeners, and it's sad. It's a sad story, and I'm not really sure how to help my friend on this because he's basically devastated because of what's happened. We've got another friend of ours who goes to church with us, and good guy, really, really conservative, homeschooled the kids, and he just found out his youngest daughter had been basically being groomed to go into the sex slave trade, and a guy at a crack house had been giving her drugs to try to traffic her. And quite frankly, guys, you know, this is a really well-to-do family, very well-known in our church. And, you know, I want to come on today for a few minutes with Austin, because I'm having to really deal with this with my friend who's having some issues right now because of it. I mean, the guy's like been driven to tears over this. I want you guys to understand something. This is so very important. You have to watch who your friends or who your kids are hanging out with. Apparently, she met some girl who was dating this crack whore guy, and he introduced her to the crack whore guy, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden this all happened. And now, it's to the point where she was sneaking out in the middle of the night, 3-4 in the morning. He was coming to their house when they weren't home. I mean, now the entire family's been compromised because this guy knows where they live. This guy basically, you know, is a dope slinger. And now on top of everything else, the sheriff's department's gotten involved in it. And it's just something that I wanted to share with you guys to pray for this fella. He does not want his name revealed. Like, I don't blame him for this. But the sad part about all of this, guys, is this is not something that is isolated. You know, you're seeing these things all over the country now, Austin, where people are having their children taken into the middle of the night, stolen from them. Then they come to find out, we have one of our reps at Health Masters called us the other day, and she had a friend whose daughter disappeared for 4 days, found out, this is over in Orlando, that the girl had been hanging out with this crack slinger in a crack whorehouse for 4 days, basically trying to figure out what she was going to do with her life, and they were trying to turn her out to be a whore. And the sad part about all of this, guys, these are good people that I'm talking about. These are Christians who are conservative. Now, let's stop for just 1 second here. A lot of this is due to the pornography that has become so prevalent in today's society. And these kids are getting access to porn at 8, 9, 10, 11 years of age. We've talked about this on the show before, and I've done entire segments on this. But that's not the only issue here. This atavistic hatred of Christianity from Hollywood, and the stuff that these kids listen to, and the music they listen to, and the stuff that they get involved with their friends who are listening to this music, it all rubs off on them. And they start turning it into a product of their environment. And the sad part about this is that when you get a girl who's got the whole world ahead of her, can pretty much do whatever they want to do, and then end up turning herself into a crack whore, it's devastating to the family. And it's one of those things that people need to understand. This is happening all over the country. Heck, just a few weeks ago, before we had that blood moon, actually a week or so before the blood moon, we had all of those children disappearing in Iowa that were either being trafficked or sacrificed because of the blood moon. People don't understand, when you have ceremonies like this blood moon stuff, you bring out every weirdo, every creepo, every nutbag, every witch, every warlock possible around the country, and they want to do human bloodletting sacrifices on these children. Now, I'm not saying that's where all these children went. I'm just saying it happened right before the blood moon, and there's a really high possibility this is where most of them went, because I haven't heard anything from these people in Iowa that their children have been found. I'm going to say this as a word of warning for all of my listeners. When Halloween comes up in a couple of months, it's imperative that you allow... We don't even do Halloween. We don't want our children out there. But if you're going to do it with the kids, do it with the kids. Take the kids out, walk around with them, make sure they're in a well-lit, high-end neighborhood, make sure the parents are with them, and don't allow them to run around at night during Halloween, because, again, it's another high Sabbath, high occult day of the dark side. And all of the stuff that we talk to you about on the show is real. Now, most people don't want to talk about this stuff, or they only give you bits and pieces about it. But I'm telling you guys, you've got to protect your children, because if you don't, what ends up happening is these kids get involved in this stuff. Now, my friend, good guy, his wife's great lady, they basically did everything they could to protect the kids. Now, sometimes it doesn't make any difference because these kids are going to go sideways regardless of what. I mean, look at Adam and Eve in the garden, right? Beth Daddy and the whole universe, Yahweh himself, and the kids went sideways. But if you can keep them away from certain people, that's what the Bible says in detail, that bad company corrupts good character. Plus, you have to monitor your children. You've got to make sure you've got a security system on your house that beeps in your bedroom in the event that it's turned off or somebody goes through an outside window to sneak out in the middle of the night. You've got to do all of these things to try to keep the kids as safe as you possibly can, because kids are pretty much stupid most of the time, and they make really bad decisions a lot of the time because their brains haven't gelled up all the time. So you got to try to keep them from getting some type of disease, like, you know, chlamydia. That's why they try to use the Gardasil shots, but of course it doesn't work. It makes it worse. And so all of these children have been told now that sexual promiscuity is okay, that it doesn't matter if you go have sex with a crack dealer. It's okay, because all the high people in Hollywood use drugs, and all the people in Hollywood are famous, and they make a lot of money. And you as a child, now you can use crack. You can be a crack whore. And the worst thing that happens to you, you end up going in and having cosmetic surgery done, so you become enhanced, and you turn into a doggone porn star. And it happens over and over and over and over and over. That's why the pornography industry is still the biggest industry on the internet right now to this day. It's what kept the internet intact in the beginning. That's why it's so important to get something like Covenant Eyes on your iPads and on your iPhones. That's why it's so important that your children don't need iPhones or cell phones when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15. They need to have a telephone when they go off to college, even if they do dual enrollment at like 16. If you're going to drop them off, they're going to be driving. But we didn't have phones when I was a kid, Austin. And a lot of the phones facilitates this drug culture and this culture of going out and doing things you're not supposed to do and the planning of these events, because your parents aren't able to monitor that, because you can just swipe the phone and make the phone call that you just made go away. And this is what's happening all over the country. So I just found out about this today with my dear friend. So I'm still pretty shook up about it. That's why I want to come and talk to you guys about it right now, because it's so important that this doesn't happen to you, your families, or your loved ones. Because guys, these crack dealers, I don't care if they're Hispanic, white, black, Chinese, pink, purple, or polka dotted, they're all a bunch of low-life scum, every single one of them. And they're doing everything they can to enslave your children, if they can do it, into a lifetime of crack addiction, drug addiction, heroin addiction, and prostitution. You say, well, it can't be that bad, Ted. It really is that bad, guys. And so we all need to work together and pray and support one another and continue to lift each other up in prayer and continue to help monitor each other's children, if you know people who have kids, to make sure this doesn't happen. So in the event that you know somebody is going sideways, you need to say to them, oh gosh, you probably need to stop doing this. If they don't listen, oh gosh, you probably need to go to talk to their parents. And guys, I've been involved with that. I knew some friends years and years ago, close to 20 years ago now. Their daughter went real hardcore sideways, and I ended up doing an intervention and letting the parents know what was going on. And I remember, I'll never forget this, Austin, when I called the dad up and I said, I've had three people come to me because I know you, and they've asked me to speak to you about what your daughter is doing. And I told him what I'd been told by three separate people, two of which were very well-known business guys in the area who were very, very well-established, some of the biggest businesses in Polk County. And the father, when I told the father this, he started laughing like a hyena and thought it was the funniest thing he had ever heard in his entire life, because he was unwilling to deal with the fact that it was true. Now, guys, that's who we can't be. If we find out that our children are doing things they shouldn't ought to be doing, if we find out somebody else's children are doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and we know those parents, we need to get involved with those parents. And if we know they're dealing with drugs or getting drugs from a certain place, drop a dime on the crack house. Call the sheriff's department up. Say, hey, look, we got a crack house in our neighborhood. We want this junk cleaned up. We want it out of here. And the sheriff, in most cases, if he's a pretty good dude, he will do that. He will come clean it up, or a deputy will come clean it up, or they'll come monitor it for you. But, guys, this drug thing that we have that Hollywood has pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. I mean, look at this with Johnny Depp. Every time you see Johnny Depp, he's drunk or on drugs or stoned. He talks about he's drunk or stoned all the time. I mean, how many tens of thousands of dollars he spends every month on alcohol. I mean, he's gone through $300-400 million and he's broke. The kids see all of that stuff and they think it's cool. Look at Whitney Houston, one of the finest singers in the history of the world, and she ends up basically dying a drug addict in a bathtub, which is another occult ritual and a human sacrifice. As far as I am concerned, is how she died. Look at all of these people. Look at Michael Jackson, how he died. Look at Heath Ledger, how he died. Look at Paul Walker, how he died so mysteriously in that car that suddenly loses control of 60 miles an hour on a broad corner. Whatever, it was a Porsche Carrera GT. It doesn't do that. Look at, and then if they can't destroy them or kill them or suicide these guys, I'm not saying that's what happened to all of these, but that's what I'm saying in general, then they basically ruin them. Now we have Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's another sicko that basically now has been fully exposed. He's been fully ruined because he probably, quite frankly, probably raped the wrong woman, who was one of the top guys at Hollywood's daughter or wife or whatever, and they decided that he was going to be done for. And now they got rid of him. Look what happened to Jim Carrey, one of the biggest stars from the 90s. I never really cared for his movies, though he did a couple good ones. He ended up basically coming out and going against immunizations, went against the petrochemical corporations, and said, hey, wait a minute, guys, we've got a problem with all of this autism, because Jenny McCarthy's kid had autism, and so we've got to figure out what's going on and if these immunizations are to blame. He and Jenny McCarthy went on a big tirade about doing this, and what happened? Career was immediately ruined. As soon as Jenny McCarthy ends up coming away from Jim Carrey, let him flounder, then she gets invited to be on The View. I mean, this whole thing is nuts that these guys have this much power over us. Again, these are the guys that deal in pharmakia. These are the guys that are pushing the drugs through our CIA and through their organizations and their mafia groups. And we're talking Italian mafia, talking Jewish mafia, talking who knows what other kind of Costa Nostra mafia. I mean, all of these crazy things are happening all around us. The problem is, we as Christians, we don't want to see it. We want to pretend like it's not real, or we want to just say, oh, that's a shame, that happened to them, that'll never happen to me. Guys, we can't have that attitude. We have to be working together as a unified front to combat, again, the atavistic hatred. Because remember, the same guys that are doing all the Hollywood and all the media are the same guys that are in control and slinging the dope. That's the same. It's the same group. It's the same spirit. It's the Luciferian doctrine of taking these children and turning them into crack whores. That's what they want to do. To come rob, kill, and to steal and to destroy everything that God made, Austin, just so they can have their kicks and their giggles and their crack whores they can sell, or their girls they can turn out into the trade and basically have them make them hundreds of thousands of dollars and screw thousands of guys, and then finally the girl ends up coming down with some disease and she's, quote, all used up. They take her out back and they pour lighter fluid on her and they burn her alive, which has also happened. This is the kind of people that we are dealing with in the United States. These are the kind of people the Democrats want to let out of prison. These are the kind of people the Democrats say should be given another chance. These are the kind of people the Democrats say should be okay and that all these drugs should be legalized. Guys, it's a major problem in drugs like meth and crack and crank and all these things also should never, ever be made legal because they're so horrible as to what they do to a person physically. Now, same thing was true with all the drugs. But these guys are on a big bend to make all drugs legal. Guys, we have to stand in the aggregate, in unison against all of this stuff, and just tell these guys no, and not just no. We got to say, hell no, hell's not coming into my neighborhood, and I sure in the heck ain't putting up with your mouth or your junk in my neighborhood. And if we all work together to do this, Austin, we could stop this horrible epidemic that is sucking up our young children at rates that are unprecedented in history. Son, what do you think?
That was very well said. And this is a problem, and it is unprecedented, and it's basically spreading like a cancerous tumor. And the more people we allow into this country that basically are involved in the drug trade, the more people that are basically that were promoted into this drug world that we've seen through the music, through a lot of the music videos, through the television shows.
Austin, you're breaking up real bad. Can you hear me okay, bud? Todd, go ahead and disconnect Austin and call him right back because I can't even hear him. You can't hear him, so it's all right. Here's another story. I apologize for cutting Austin loose like that, but we've lost his signal. And I just want to share something else with you. Another major Hollywood elite has exposed multiple people in a video, not in a video, but in a email or a bombshell video expose is what he did. According to taking the Periscope, this actor named Cappy is accusing some of Hollywood's major stars now, including Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, along with other influential figures, of sex crimes against children and other rituals involving minors and Satanism. Now, guys, so that's why I wanted to share that with you real quick. Now, that has not been vetted. I've seen it in multiple places. Now, whether this Cappy guy's nuts or not, I don't know. But to let you know that this is not something that's a joke and that people are having to deal with all the time. Austin, you back with me?
I'm back with you, brother.
Okay, good. Anyway, what's your next story? What's your next story?
Next story that we're getting into, and this is something that I've warned people about months ago when we saw this get passed by Governor Rick Scott in Florida. Now it's becoming an epidemic, especially in places like Pinellas County. There's a new report from from Fox News. And let me pull it up real quick here, as I had it a second ago. Everything kind of crashed over here. The aspect of the new law that was signed into place with the risk protection order, now more than 450 people in the state of Florida have been ordered to give up their guns under the new law, the report says. According to the report published Monday, the risk protection order that was signed by Florida Governor Rick Scott aimed to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who had been deemed by a judge to possibly be a threat to themselves or others. They said just in Pinellas County alone, which is in the Tampa area, the west side of Florida, roughly 200 firearms have already been confiscated in that area, said Sergeant Jason Schminderhoff, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. He said, and around 30,000 rounds of ammunition just in Pinellas County alone. A five-person team in the county works solely on the risk protection law, reportedly has filed 64 risk protection petitions in court already. Broward County has filed 88 risk protection petitions since March. Every petition filed under the order in Pinellas County has so far been granted by a judge. The first gun seizure under the law occurred at the beginning of April when Florida authorities confiscated an AR-15 rifle from an Army veteran. They seized the guns when he refused to surrender them voluntarily in Broward County. They also seized a .22 rifle and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, including a bump stock and other weapon-related items. In addition to confiscating guns, the law has also been raised to the age of 21 to buy any type of firearm as well. Now, this is, I can tell you right now what's going on here, and this is something that I was very concerned about, and this is something that's getting worse and worse and worse. when they first came out with this risk protection order, they said, oh, well, we need it basically to, if people are in danger, if we think people are a threat, this and that. Here's what nobody wanted to discuss. We already have numerous laws on the books and across the entire country on Baker Act laws and owning firearms if you're mentally unstable or if you've been Baker Acted, if you basically are threatening other people. You could basically have your firearms taken away from you. That's never been a question. If somebody is mentally unstable, they really truly are schizoid, they really don't need to be running around with an AR-15. I can agree with that. However, what this law did with Governor Rick Scott is it took the aspect of proving anything, it took the aspect of a real credible threat, it took the aspect of actually preventing a crime from happening, and it laid it completely on the expertise, and I put that in question marks and parentheses, of the law enforcement officer that basically is talking about this. The fact that we have a five-man fire team now that works specifically on risk protection orders in Pinellas County is egregious to me. What they're doing now is any incident that arises now, and when I say any, I mean any incident of domestic dispute, domestic violence, complaining on a neighbor, basically disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, anything now is being looked at as a possible excuse to get a firearm confiscation order. Primarily, the main areas are down towards Miami, Dade County, Broward area, and Pinellas County towards Tampa. Polk County, we were blessed. We still have Sheriff Grady Judd. I actually talked to one of his officers, one of my friends who's on SWAT last night, about this, and he said this is far and few between in Polk County. They still have occasionally, under the same law they've always used before, when somebody's Baker Acted or basically institutionalized, their firearms are basically taken away at some point. He said, but overall, this has not been an issue in Polk County, and he's pretty much accurate. I can't find much incidences of this in Polk County. However, the rest of the state of Florida, it's turning into a cancerous sore that's starting to spread. And what they're doing now is they're using this as an excuse not only to seize firearms, but seize ammunition and prevent the population from being able to be well-armed. As you saw here in Pinellas County, they've already seized over 30,000 rounds of ammunition, and on average now, from what I've looked at, they're statewide, they're confiscating usually 3 to 4 people's weapons per day. Now, I mean, if you do the math on this, guys, we're talking within a year, that's going to be 1,000 to 1,200 people's guns are confiscated every year. Next decade, you're going to be looking at anywhere from 10 to 15,000 people are going to have their weapons confiscated in the state of Florida. That's if this does not grow exponentially, which I think it is. This is a problem because this is a direct invasion of our constitutional rights. And if you don't understand what the risk protection order is, I'll explain it to you very quickly because we have a lot of stuff to cover on the show. If somebody calls the cops on you, or the cops do a wellness check, or for any reason at all, the cops happen to show up and they basically talk to you, if they know you have a firearm in the house, if you admit you have a firearm in the house, if they basically have a record that you have a firearm in the house, and they deem you to be any type of unruly, as I said at the beginning of the article, if they say they can remove it, if they think you to be a possibility of being a threat to yourself or others, they essentially go right back to a judge. They say, John Smith, we basically talked to him today. We think he's going to be mentally unstable. We need to basically detain him, Baker Act him, and we need a warrant signed off so we can seize all of his weapons and ammunition. That's not the bad part of it to begin with, because at that point in time, you're like, okay, well, I can go to court. I can get this situated. No, wrong. You don't get to go to your court hearing because you're basically being detained for mentally instability. They have a court hearing the next day after they seize your firearms. The judge rules in favor of the police every single time. They then hold your weapons, and after 6 months, you're basically granted a hearing in front of the judge. Then you have to prove in a court of law to the judge that you are innocent, that you are not a threat to anybody, and that you can legally own your firearms and have them granted back to you again. If you do not prove it well enough, the judge can immediately say you are no longer fit to own a firearm, period. You can basically appeal this in another year, and your Second Amendment is thereby forfeited. Now, at this entire time, as soon as the risk protection order is basically placed, and you're basically detained and your firearms are taken, at any point in time while this order is over your head, if you're in the company of a firearm, if you're in the possession of a firearm, if you even have ammunition on your person or around your person or in your vehicle, and you get stopped, pulled over, questioned, searched, anything, at any point in time, you're automatically charged with felony weapons charges. That's where this risk protection order takes a whole other turn for the worse, because they're not just taking your firearms and saying, okay, we're taking them right now while you basically are deemed a threat. If you go buy another one off, you know, your buddy, or you have ammunition, whatever, there's not much we can say about it, but we've taken your current firearms. That's bad enough. But if you get caught, even with a merely box of ammunition, you're immediately charged with felony possession and basically breaking your risk protection order. That is what nobody is talking about in this law and in this article right here. They're not just confiscating the weapons. They're making it for a felony for you to be even possession or around the company of a firearm or ammunition, Dad. This is something that's getting out of hand quickly in Florida, and I really hope when we get a new governor, we can actually make some changes to this, and we can basically either veto this or appeal this immediately, because this is not going to get better. This is going to get much, much worse as long as this continues to be standing law.
Well, the problem, Austin, is that you're giving the person who knows you, okay, or your neighbor who doesn't like you, or your kid who's ticked off at you, okay, or an ex-employee that you fired, or whatever. You're giving them the opportunity to call up, like to do with Child Protective Services, and issue a complaint. And then they have to automatically investigate it by law now. Because they have to. They have no choice. It's law. And what ends up happening is this person who's mad at you or hacked off at you, who has this drum of, you know, this group of police officers come to your home, you don't have any idea, you know, what they're going to do to you when they get there, how they're going to question you. I mean, that is, the thing is so unconstitutional, it's unbelievable. I mean, you don't have a psychiatrist or a psychologist saying, you know, Joe Smo's unstable. You know, he's got a problem here with his guns. You're having any Joe off the street say this. This is the same problem that we've run into in the state of Florida with child protection. You can have any of the same scenario. They can call up and say, I saw Joe Smo spank his daughter in public. And now nobody else saw it. The daughter never got spanked. It didn't make any difference. Child Protective Services shows up. Actually, the sheriff shows up first to make sure the daughter's okay. I mean, that's like immediately within like 24 hours. Then within 48 hours, Child Protective Services show up. Now, here's the irony of all of this. Even if the sheriff shows up and he finds no evidence of abuse whatsoever, and he says there's nothing there, there's none of this is true, Child Protective Services still has to show up and do an investigation. People don't get this. This is exactly what they're doing now with this law with the guns. If anybody drops a dime on you and says you're nuts, or you're a danger, or you're a lunatoon, or Looney Tunes, or whatever, it doesn't make any difference whether any of that's true. Now, I will say this. There are people out there that are on psychiatric medications who are Looney Tunes, who own guns. They own guns. These people are nuts. I know, I've met a few. I told one of them one time, I said, do you really own guns? Oh, yeah, I got a whole closet full of them. And I'm like, dude, you need to get rid of the guns. You're a danger to yourself. I had a friend of mine years ago who came to see us and visit us, and he was having some severe emotional issues. And he owned firearms. And when he came to the house, I felt he was a little bit nutty when he came over. And I ended up asking him, I said to him, I said, brother, I said, you know, you're welcome to spend the night, but I need to know if you got any weapons with you. And he said, what do you mean you'd have to know if I got weapons? I said, because you're acting like you're Fruit Loops. And I said, we can't really have you in the house running around at night with a gun and being Fruit Loopy in my home. It doesn't work for me. I said, I don't think it's safe. And he said, no, I don't have a gun with me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't bring a gun to your house. And I said, do you mind if I check your suitcase? He goes, no, man, go ahead. Check the suitcase. No guns, no weapons. Okay, it was fine. Well, 4 years later, he committed suicide. I didn't want that in my house. I mean, you don't know what people are going to do, Austin. He shot himself with a 45 in the chest, killed himself. Austin knows who I'm talking about. Out of respect for the family, I won't mention any names. And the guy's dead. Done. Over. Finished. People like that don't need guns. Ever. They don't need guns. But the vast majority of people, especially if they're carrying a concealed weapons permit, and they're stable, and they're well-known, and they're and they've never had any problems with the law, or any, ever, or if it was, it was minor, what difference does it make whether or not they have a gun to protect themselves and their family? So that's the problem that we're running into. We're making these people, these narcs, the judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak, and the psychologist or the psychologist who's, or psychiatrist who basically says that person doesn't need guns. Complete and total nonsense, also. I can't believe this is happening. By the way, has drug-driven medicine become a form of human sacrifice? This is a really good article. I'm going to read you a quote here that is attributed to Benjamin Rush, who is a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He says, unless, here's a quote, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to doctors and to deny equal privilege to others will constitute the bastille of medical science. All such laws are un-American and despotic. And that's exactly what we have run into. This article goes on to say, many modern diseases are in fact created by fiat, not unlike modern currencies. Old age symptoms of nutritional deficiency or chemical poisoning are repackaged and renamed in Latin and Greek and would be monolithic disease entities and subsequently rolled out to the consumer as new markets, each disease representing a veritable gold mine of treatable symptoms that are nutritional deficiencies. Each symptom providing justification for the prescription of a new set of patented toxic drug remedies. The medicines themselves are often devoid of intrinsic value, being nothing more than rebranded and repurposed chemicals intended, though oftentimes failing, to be administered in sublethal concentrations. Indeed, many of these chemicals are too toxic to be legally released into the environment and should never be administered intentionally to a human who is already sick. You need look no further than a typical drug package insert to find proof that the side effects of most drugs far outnumber their purported beneficial effects. The chemicals are, in fact, so highly leveraged against their true value or lack thereof that they sell for as much as 500,000% from cost. You heard that right.
Yep.
For example, chemotherapy drugs cost 4,000 times more than gold by weight. I'm going to repeat that. Chemotherapy drugs cost 4,000 times more than gold by weight. Only medical, pharmaceutical, and financial institutions, the Federal Reserve, are legally empowered to generate the illusion that they are creating something of value out of nothing of value. On this scale, the manipulation of perceived value, which is the basis for the global dominance of drug-based medical model, is not unlike how financial institutions create toxic derivative products, i.e. credit default swaps, essentially that they were planting the seeds of death within a global economy, ruining the lives of countless medical millions in the process. Within our present medical system is the dominant medical system. Healing has simply been forgotten, but intentionally has been exercised as it represents the antithesis of perpetual profitability. Now, what that means is that they don't want to heal you. They want to keep you sick so they make more money, which requires the incurability of the human body. We, the truth be told, and the body's self-regenerative capabilities acknowledge the entire superstructure of drug-based medicine and hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue it generates annually would crumble overnight if we knew the drugs simply don't work. When a handful of turmeric has more chemotherapy activity than any drug to receive FDA approval, or an enzyme from pineapple is superior to a 40-year-old blockbuster chemotoxic agent, one begins to understand why the hundreds of studies proving natural substances can destroy cancer are never discussed. You can't compete with free, effective, and safe medical products such as nutritional supplements in a medical marketplace dominated by expensive, ineffective, and unsafe drugs. I wanted to read that to you guys today because it was so important that I've seen so many people get sucked into the medical model, which drags on for months, if not years, if not decades, without ever creating a true healing effect by the drugs these people are given. They're run through a gauntlet of drugs that are given to them by the pharmaceutical by the pharmaceutical corporations, that their sole duty is basically to create profit for their stockholders. That's what the whole thing's about, is how many drugs can we sell, how many people can we get hooked on these pharmaceutical drugs so we can continue to increase the profits of the pharmaceutical laboratories and the drug manufacturers who push these drugs. And Austin, it's a sad, sad thing when you know that there are all kinds of natural protocols that you can use to help stabilize, to have healthy blood sugar, natural protocols that you can use to stabilize, to have almost everything corrected by the use of nutrition, and these guys still perpetuate the use of drugs that are so toxic that sometimes the drugs kill you before the disease ever even had a chance. What do you think?
No, that's very common, man. And what's crazy about it is, and that's what people don't realize, is the cost of chemo and all this stuff is so astronomically high. But you're not dealing with some insanely crazy compound that's just, you know, God's gift to humanity that really just kills cancer viruses or cancer cells and nothing else. Chemotherapy is a non-specific killing agent. It kills everything. That's why you get so sick. That's why your hair starts falling out. That's why you're puking everywhere. And you feel like you're going to die. That's what it's doing. It's killing everything in you, including the cancer. So when you see other compounds that have been directly known to help out with a healthy immune system, you really have to question yourself on whether or not you want to go that medical model, especially when you see the cost so astronomically high. And as Dad just said, these are not things that they basically do to cure you. They don't want to fix you. They don't want to make you healthy and live longer. They don't want to do that at all. They want to keep you on that medical model for the rest of your life like a treadmill. So you're constantly pumping money through the health insurance companies, through the deductibles, through the co-pays, through all the different ways. You're constantly putting money back into the system, so you're basically a good little producer of income for them, and they can make money off you until the day you die. Another crazy article involving this exact same topic that we're talking about here, the United Kingdom government has now announced that by September 2019, the boys age 12 to 13 will be required to get the HPV vaccine. They said the decision was made because the vaccine originally only required for girls in the UK to protect them against HPV. They're now finding that it's also helpful for other types of preventative cancer measures. What's crazy to me about this is that they literally are coming up almost every single month now with this new cancer that the HPV vaccine helps prevent to get. In fact, there's basically, apparently, to the mainstream media and the pharmaceutical company, there's no end to this vaccine's alleged miracles. Just in 2008 April, the Daily Mail reported that a recent study showed now that HPV can cause prostate cancer, and that the HPV vaccine can maybe help you prevent prostate cancer in the future. This is so absolutely crazy to me, because this HPV vaccine basically supposedly protecting you against things that's growing longer and longer and longer on this list. They're literally turning around, as Dad was just saying, and they've turned this HPV vaccine into this, like, vaccine that supposedly prevents like 80% of cancers. Now the list keeps getting longer and longer and longer, but what's ironic, right? See, pull the numbers, the real numbers on this. The estimated new number of cancer cases this year is basically 1.73 million in the United States. Just in 2010, it was 1.5 million. So it continues to go up every single year, continually raising every single year. More people get cancer and cancer and cancer. But what's funny is you see 1.7 million people getting cancer this year. Not funny as ha-ha, but an ironical way. Yet when you go on the CDC, their own numbers right here state that the maximum number of cancers probably caused by HPV virus in males is 12,100 individuals. That's what the most they could possibly come up with. They can say the number of cancer incidences in individuals that was probably, not guaranteed, but probably caused by HPV is 12,000 males. in the United States. Yet 1.7 million people are going to come down with cancer in the United States this year. So we're sitting there taking an entirely super small segment of the population that may have possibly gotten cancer from HPV, and now we're mandating that every single child age 12 and 13 needs to be forced to take this vaccination to prevent them from possibly, maybe getting an HPV posed cancer in the near future, when you turn and you look at the side effects that are directly caused by the HPV vaccine that have literally caused hundreds of thousands of children all across the country and all across the globe to have literally mind-boggling side effects, all the way obviously from death to full paralysis to brain impairment to seizures,
right,
to memory loss. I mean, the list goes on. If you would look it up online, HPV vaccine side effects, just Google it or use DuckDuckGo, and you literally will get website after website after website after website fully documenting children that have gotten this vaccine and come down with literally a host of debilitating side effects either right after the vaccine or very soon after the vaccine. Yet nobody wants to say that. They just demand, hey, you guys need to take it because it's going to prevent you from getting cancer now, when the CDC even admits that the probability of cancer caused by HPV maybe in the United States of males was 12,000 and females is at 19,000. That's it. So why are we giving these kids this vaccine? Because of the money. The vaccine, the HPV Gardasil vaccine, is one of the most profitable vaccines, right up there with the flu vaccine, because of how much money it makes and the actual abysmal amount of money it takes to manufacture these vaccines. In most cases, they're $2 and $3 a vaccine, and they could turn around and sell them from anywhere from $75 to $150 per dose of vaccine. That is an insane markup, but it goes to show you again the same thing we see with the money magic and the vaccine pharmaceutical magic that they have done now, and making people believe this perceived notion that these things are worth much more. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of chemo drugs are 4,000 times more cost than gold per weight when you compare the two. Are you kidding me right now? And you actually think the chemo drugs cost that much money, anywhere near that much money to build? No, guys. This is a lie that is being pushed to the public for decades and decades now to keep us one of the sickest populations in the world, yet we're one of the most advanced, wealthiest populations in the entire world, yet we have one of the largest death rates, largest cancer rates, and largest infant mortality rates in the entire world. Those two don't go together, guys. There's a reason why this is going on.
Well, Austin, you forgot also the infertility rates and basically the ovarian failure and the menopausal. I mean, that's what happens. You go into menopause. You're 13, 14, 15 years old. Now you're in menopause. You can't have children. And I'm going to say this. They really, really hate white people. There, I said it again. Oh, I shouldn't say stuff like that. That sounds, makes me sound weird. It's the truth. They really hate white people. They want to destroy the white culture because the white, because here's why. Let me tell you why. The white culture is the Protestant work ethic. The white culture basically is the Catholic work ethic. The white culture is what dominated the entire planet since the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. And the white culture is what has directed the morality of the entire world for the past 2,000 years since Christianity became a dominant religion on the planet. The problem is they have an atavistic hatred of Christianity, of Protestants, and Catholics. So in the whole fall of this, the white people get kicked to the curb. Like, we don't want to have these white people telling us what to do or how to live. Look at the unbelievable bitterness that Whoopi Goldberg showed Judge Jeanine, throwing her off the show. And Judge Jeanine, I think she's Lebanese. She's not even a white person. And Whoopi made some really, really racist comments towards her because she don't want to be told what to do, to be lectured. And see, and this is the problem. You can't lecture stupidity out of somebody. You can't do it. It doesn't work. I could sit there and take a liberal or a person who's a Luciferian, and I could say, you know, you really shouldn't do that. You know, that lifestyle's really stupid. You know, you really shouldn't be thinking. And you've heard me talk to him on the show, because they listen to this show too. You've heard me talk to him on the show. Like, why do you think it's okay to do these crazy things? Well, because their father Lucifer's told them it's okay. And that's who they serve. And see, and that's what you don't understand, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. That's what I didn't understand for years and years, if you're listening and you ran you on the show, is the atavistic hatred of Christianity, of Catholics, of Protestants, of all things white that dominated our culture for the past 2,000 years. That's why, yesterday I was talking about the one lady from Ecuador, from Colombia, and she's Hispanic, she's Latino. Now, this certainly doesn't apply to all Latinos because it's not true, but she was raised in a very communist, very socialist upbringing in her life as a young child, and she still thinks that way. And one day I was talking to her, and I told her, I said, I'm not a rah-rah hoopla Trump cheerleader. I said, if Trump screws up, I'm going to call him out. I said, and I certainly wasn't an Obama cheerleader. And yesterday, I sent her and her husband a text, and something that Trump had said, and something that Hillary had said, and something Bernie Sanders had said. And I said, well, I agree with Bernie Sanders on this. I said, the military expenses have to be cut back in the United States. And my buddy, who's the Republican in the marriage, said, well, I would never have voted for Bernie. And I said, I didn't say I was going to vote for Bernie. He's a communist. I said, but I basically, he was right about that. It doesn't matter if we raise, if we have increased tax revenue coming into the federal government, Austin, because of Trump's tax cuts and the increase of the economy, it doesn't make any difference. If we spend more than we take out. See, here's the problem. Because we're in a debt-based system, we have to borrow all the money that's in circulation. The only way we can increase the M1 is to borrow more. And the M1 can never be paid back, because once you start paying the M1 money back, the money we borrow from the Federal Reserve Bank, it takes money out of circulation, which constricts the economy, which causes massive, you know, deflation and massive unemployment. So we're in a system with these Babylonian money managers, with this Babylonian money magic, with these Luciferians, that we can't get out of until we disband the system. Otherwise, it perpetuates self-debt. And so that's why we have 20-some-odd trillion dollars and over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities, and why we have $1.4 quadrillion in derivatives, because they only put money into circulation through debt, and the United States, being the reserve currency of the world, has to basically take the big bite out of the debt for everybody, which isn't working, and the country eventually can't continue to do this. But let's change topics. Republican leaders say Putin is not welcome in D.C., but 87% of Republican voters want another Putin meeting. Again, they're not representing us. I talked about this the other day. A recent poll found that 54% of Americans approved of Trump meeting with Putin again in the fall, but an overwhelming 87% of Republicans in Congress and the Senate backed the proposal. And that's the word that they don't want him there. Nevertheless, top Republicans Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, I'm going to read this again because I'm messing this up. A recent poll found that 54% of Americans approved of Trump's meeting again with Putin in the fall, and an overwhelming 87% of Republicans backed the proposal. That's not in the Capitol. Nevertheless, top Republicans Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have put thumbs down on the meeting, which begs the question, who are they representing if they're not representing their constituents? And guys, that's a very, very, very important thing that we need to realize, that this thing is continuing to develop, that the entire government is pretty much corrupt. I wouldn't say the entire government, 50% of them. Another story. The FBI has ongoing relationship with left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center group that uses hate designations to target its enemies and crush people. Tucker Carlson reported that the FBI has an ongoing relationship with the SPLC, a left-wing nonprofit that once placed Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson as an extremist watch list. This is Dr. Ben Carson, the brain surgeon. We said that the SPLC is a fraudulent enterprise, and further stated that it's a left-wing political group. This is a communist group, by the way, that uses hate crime designations to target its ideological enemies and to crush people. In addition, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter consult with the SPLC in policing their platforms, listen to this, for hate speech or hate groups. That would be me and Austin. And we don't even do hate speech or hate groups. We're just telling you guys who's doing this and why they're doing it. But because you're telling the truth, that's politically incorrect, that makes it hate speech. So if I say to you they hate white people, that's hate speech. Okay? If I say white people can be really bad, that's hate speech. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what you say. If some person's going to be offended by it, it's hate speech, and you're not supposed to do it. Complete and total nonsense. Austin, what do you think?
It really is crazy, and it's gotten completely out of hand. A couple natural food articles here I wanted to touch base on real fast here. You guys already saw the fast food restaurant McDonald's has had a massive parasite outbreak with their salad so far. Over 15 states, 286 people have been ill after ingesting a parasite found in the restaurant, as known as the Cyclospora. Basically, the one-celled parasite basically enters the body through contaminated food or water. They said symptoms of the infection do not manifest until about 1 week to 2 weeks later. They said food safety measures are very important. I don't usually recommend eating lettuces, salads, and so forth at restaurants unless it's a very clean, upscale restaurant that you know they're taking care of the food. A lot of this stuff, 99% of it can be prevented. Lettuce needs to be hand washed. Vegetables, all stuff needs to be hand washed. The easiest way to do it is basically running it through water, scrubbing it down. You don't even have to use soap in most cases, but cleaning it, making sure there's a good final rinse and it's cleaned off. This is very important to prevent ingesting some of these parasites or bacteria that can be on these vegetables that obviously so many people found out about in McDonald's, which I don't recommend eating there anyways, so I hope none of our listeners go there regardless. Another really interesting article that's really pretty cool because I talk about this all the time because it's so important. New study has confirmed even the mildest of dehydration can send your mental performance off balance. The effects can be as minor as mood changes and as major as muddled thinking. They said we find that when people are mildly dehydrated, they do not do well on tasks that require complex processing or tasks that require a lot of attention. Says Mindy Miller Stafford, director of the Exercise Physiology Lab at Georgia Institute of Tech. She published an analysis of evidence linking dehydration to decreased mental performance this month. It was published in the report by NPR. She basically said that as soon as people reach a level of about 1.5 to 2% dehydration, they start showing decreased mental ability. She said 2% dehydration equals to sweating out about a liter of water. Most people don't realize how high their sweat rate is in the heat. They went on to say here that basically when they did tests on it, they did numerous people basically on restricted water intake, and they said that basically women that were just in a mild state of dehydration, the women were 12% more likely to make mistakes on tests. Reaction time did not suffer, though, at that point. They said, we do think there could be bigger implications of having mild cognitive deficiency, such as if you're a student, 12% errors on a test can actually equal quite a bit, or if you're a pilot, a soldier, or a surgeon, many daily tasks depend on the ability to be very precise. They said, although water intake varies across the board, typically people get about 10 to 20% from their fruits, vegetables, and other food. Women, in general, need on average of about 80 to 100 ounces of water a day, and men need about 120. As that and I've said so forth, the base you need to be at least the base minimum I always recommend is your body weight basically times 10 in fluid ounces. So basically, you take your body weight as far as what you want it to be and where it needs to be, and you usually average it out on that. So what happens is, if on average, most guys need about a gallon of water a day, 100 to 120 ounces, and most women need about 80 to 100 ounces of water a day. And that's a good place to be on. If you need to drink more, you need to drink more, especially if it's in a very high heat area. If you're sweating a lot, if you're outside a lot, obviously you need to take any more. But you also, too, need to make sure you're getting very high-quality water, like distillation water like ours, or reverse osmosis. Don't be drinking tap water. Don't be drinking bottled water unless it's absolutely necessary. You don't want to put the contaminants or toxins in your body, but it goes to show you that even a slight amount of dehydration can have a significant effect on your mental capacity, Deb.
Well, no, it is. My mom, the head of the nursing home, would never give her water to drink, and she got less and less mentally, you know, lucid. And I kept telling her, they got to drink more water, got to drink more water. But in the nursing home, they don't do that, because then if she's in bed and they have to change her, you know, her adult diaper, they don't want to be changing her diaper all the time, so they restrict water intake, and then they put them on blood thinners because the blood gets so thick without the water in there. So that's how they killed her. They had her bleed out through her kidneys because they had her on so many blood thinners because they wouldn't get enough water to drink. And, of course, your brain will actually shrink if it starts to dehydrate. People don't understand that.
Yep.
And if you're thirsty, you've already gone too far. You got to be drinking throughout the day so you don't get thirsty. That's what athletes have learned that long ago. And again, that formula is half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day. If you weigh 250 pounds, drink 125 ounces of water a day. And you need to sip on it throughout the day, not try to guzzle it all before you go to bed, or you'll be up urinating all night, which is kind of crazy, but people do that all the time. By the way, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has solved the illegal alien homelessness problem, and he has decided that to prevent all the overcrowding and having them on the streets, he's going to put them up in hotels. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Last year, there were more than 20,000 illegal aliens seeking asylum. This year, there have been more than 5,000 so far. Border crossers are clogging the asylum system, flooding. This is, he invited them all up, like Angela Merkel did, to get them to come through the U.S., flooding homeless shelters and are being moved out of college dormitories to make way for students. But Trudeau has a new solution. Move hundreds of immigrants into hotels where they can live at the public expense. I'd like to go to the St. Regis or the Ritz myself, Austin. How about you? Canada could have the illegal high crossing with a stroke of a pen, but it won't because it doesn't serve the people. It has a different master, which would be the Luciferian agenda pushed through the royal family, whose great-great-grandfather of Prince Charles was Vlad the Impaler, also known as Count Dracula. Look it up. We don't make this stuff up. He even brags about being the descendant of Count Dracula. Guys, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to me today. Pray for your friends. Pray for their children. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for being here for us. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I really, really, really appreciate you so much. Thank you for all the great emails that you send. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. Thank you for just all of it. I just want you guys to know that you're my friends, and I have the pleasure of ongoingly, you know, praying for you guys, for you guys to be blessed. I appreciate you. I'll do the write-up often, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely. We'll get it buttoned up here. So we thank you for everything you guys are doing, guys. I mean, just everything you guys continue to send us. We really appreciate the support on everything. There's one other article I thought was funny here before we go. Fake news network CNN is promoting a peace champion toy maker Mattel new, basically, headscarf-wearing Barbie doll Monday. They said it's not gone down well with Americans at all. They said for the first time ever, Barbie is wearing a hijab. The new doll is modeled after Olympic fencer Muhammad. I can't even pronounce her name. The new part of a broader effort to diversify the Barbie line. The problem is when they did this, basically the reaction was brutal. Basically, people were saying everything from, now children know what oppression looks like. Don't you understand? This is basically what this is designed to do. And it's crazy to me because this is exactly what we were talking about earlier, how more and more and more the mainstream media is being allowed to push this agenda of basically everything that's not Christian and is not American and is not basically patriotic, constitutional-based. It's really, really crazy to me to see all this happen, especially at my age. I've been right in the middle of this demise of the United States at the very tail end of it. And it's been wild to watch. But, guys, we appreciate everything. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. You can check us, our website out. Email us if you need anything. Give us a call if you need to talk to us, 1-800-726-1834. Be sure to check out all the different specials we have on the website right now, including the Maximum Energy Kit and also the Joint Relief Formula, which is a really popular product on sale for over 25% off right now on the front page of the website. And be sure to vote for the product of the week that you want to see win. There's multiple ones on there that are pulling pretty strong right now. We're getting a lot of feedback on it, including the Tribulus Fuel and the Vive Eye Rescue Formula. So be sure to vote. This is going to change over probably tonight or first thing in the morning very early. And we appreciate the support, guys. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.